Hello, my name is Father Jerry Chilko. I'm a Redemptorist priest stationed at St. Peter the Apostle Church and the National Shrine of St. John Newman in Philadelphia. Today, April 14th, is the third Sunday of Easter. Let us pray the opening prayer of Mass. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. This is the Gospel for today. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their mind to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever wondered what you would have done had you been privileged to see the risen Lord? Try to imagine what that would have been like. What would we do? What would we say? What would we be thinking? How would we feel? Quite honestly, I'm not sure exactly how I would react in that situation. I'm guessing I'd be shocked at first. But beyond that, who knows? But there's a bigger question here, one that has consequences for our lives here and now, in this time and place. And that question is, if we encountered the risen Lord, would we even notice? We might think the answer is easy. How could we not notice Jesus if he was right in front of us? But not so fast. We just heard in today's gospel about a situation in which our Lord's presence wasn't so obvious to those he encountered. It's also important to note the story that precedes this passage, the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Remember that two of our Lord's disciples were walking with someone they didn't recognize. They had a rich conversation with him, sat down for a meal, and only then realized Jesus was with them all along. Those two disciples ran and told the others what they experienced. Then Jesus comes to them again, and what happens? They're still not sure what they're seeing. Jesus is forced to calm their fears. He shows them his hands and his feet. his way of saying, here I am. It's really me. They didn't recognize him when he suddenly appeared, but they did recognize him when he provided more tangible evidence. So can we really be sure that we would have recognized him had we been one of those witnesses so many years ago? But we don't have to wonder. We can answer that question because Jesus still comes to us all the time. But do we notice? Very likely the disciples had a hard time recognizing Jesus because he came to them in ways they didn't expect. They knew the human Jesus, but struggled with the divinity that shined through him. They wanted him to be and to act a certain way, but he constantly upended their preconceived notions of what and who he should be. In other words, Jesus came to them and us on his terms, not theirs, and not ours. Can we accept that? Can we believe that? Our Lord Jesus is still very near to us. Our God is alive and well and present in so many ways, trying to reveal himself to us, wanting to have an encounter with us. Not once in a while, but often, every day. Put simply, he appears before us repeatedly, saying, here I am. It's really me. In a sense, we're more fortunate than those first disciples because our Lord appears before us in many familiar and reliable ways. Through prayer, through the sacraments, through scripture, especially through the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. But even in these familiar and reliable ways, we need to pay attention in order to recognize him fully. But what about the other ways in which our Lord comes to us, in ways not familiar to us? Can we recognize him in the person holding a sign asking for a handout? Or in the tears of a young man or woman who comes to us with a broken heart? Can we recognize Jesus in the person we don't like, or in the sibling we struggle to forgive, or the parent who wasn't as responsible as we had hoped? Can we recognize him in the group we look upon with suspicion, or maybe even hatred? Our Lord Jesus still appears before us in ways both familiar and unfamiliar, not just in happy times or when friends are loyal, but rather he's on the road with us through all the difficult times, through the sorrows, through every experience that frustrates us or makes us angry. And yes, he even appears before us when we turn our backs on him, or when we stray from the path. That's the God we have. The question, of course, remains, if we encounter the risen Lord, would we even notice?